10 months after civil war broke out in Ethiopia, the conflict there continues to escalate. Today, Amnesty International released a 36-page report stating that Ethiopian troops and Eritrean troops aligned with them have raped hundreds of women and girls during this war. And yesterday, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed called on all capable citizens to enlist in the armed forces and join the fight against the rebels led by the Tigray People's Liberation Front. In recent weeks, the fighting, which began in the country's northern region of Tigray, has expanded to the neighboring regions of Amhara and Afar. For more, let's bring in Max Barak. He's the Washington Post Nairobi Bureau Chief. Max, start with this news from Amnesty International. What are survivors saying?
Well, it's really horrific, and it's not the first of reports from Amnesty and other human rights organizations that have detailed months and months of abuses, mostly committed or allegedly committed by the Ethiopian government's forces and those aligned with them from neighboring Eritrea and other regional militias. But of course, the testimonies are awful and speak to a months-long campaign of using rape as a weapon of war against mostly Tigrayan women, which is part of what many in the international community have been saying is a component of an ethnically targeted campaign against Tigrayans that includes cleansing them from certain regions that they inhabited before the war.
We've been following this for a while, but for those new to it, can you just give us a very brief thumbnail? What is each side claiming in this conflict?
Well, the Ethiopian government is claiming that the TPLF, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, has attacked it and is attempting to commit terrorist attacks around the country, aiming to destabilize the country and overthrow the government. The government has classified them as a terrorist organization. The TPLF is claiming that this is a vindictive campaign by the central government to try and wipe out a rival political group that is, that was genuinely elected by its people and deserves to be able to govern its own autonomous region.
And how are the people literally trapped in Tigray doing?
Well, it's one of the most dire humanitarian catastrophes in the world, and it has it's all taken place in the past 9 months or so. There are huge numbers of people who are currently in famine or famine-like conditions, and there's of course all the other things that come along with that. Difficult to get food, difficult to get electricity, water. You know, life is obviously incredibly hard in Tigray right now.
Well, what about U.S. relations? We know the U.S. is Ethiopia's largest aid donor. There's some thought that if the U.S. reduces that aid, it might pressure Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to de-escalate. Samantha Power is in charge of the U.S. Agency for International Development. She, of course, has made her bones on humanitarian issues just like this conflict. So what is the sense of what might happen?
I think that the Biden administration is well aware that they don't have many good options in this instance. Reducing or withholding aid would probably be disastrous, not just for the people in Ethiopia who desperately need it, but for the United States standing in the region. I think the question that they are asking and that you have to ask is, what would pulling aid achieve? And I think it's a long shot to say that it would push the Ethiopian government's hand. The Ethiopian government is clearly committed to fighting this war at all costs, and I don't think that the loss of aid would change that.
What are the implications of a, prolonged war of this kind in this region?
What people in the region are mainly asking is, can Ethiopia survive in its current state without disintegrating, especially if the government were to fall and each of Ethiopia's constituent regions was to follow diverging agendas. But that would have implications in an already unstable region where you have countries like Sudan and Somalia and Eritrea that that would be deeply affected by instability at that level in Ethiopia.
Has there any whiff of U.S. military participation in any way?
No. I think that that's a pretty simple answer, no.
Yeah. Max Barak, the Washington Post Nairobi bureau chief in Nairobi. Max, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.